Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90? We don't think so. RexMD.com has FDA-approved generic Viagra starting at just $2 per tablet. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. RexMD.com is now offering sample packs of generic Viagra. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's RexMD.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90? We don't think so. RexMD.com has FDA-approved generic Viagra starting at just $2 per tablet. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. RexMD.com is now offering sample packs of generic Viagra. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's RexMD.com.
We're excited to welcome Ross Tucker. Ross, the Bills, we've seen these first two games against defenses in Los Angeles and Tennessee who've had zero answers for what Buffalo has thrown at them. Not perfect, of course, but what stands out about what you saw from the Bills tonight?
You know, a couple things. Let's start with the fact that these are not terrible teams. That they're dominating, Amy. You know, this is the defending Super Bowl champion on the road, and even though they had a number of turnovers, they still won by 21 in the opener. And then tonight against the AFC number one seed last year, it's the third quarter, and both teams had their backup quarterbacks in, Amy. It was 41-7. I just think you don't see that very often in the NFL, those type of scores, that type of domination. It's super, super impressive. And it's not just Josh Allen, although he's fantastic. You know, they showed they can do it on defense as well, getting a couple interceptions from Ryan Tannehill, a pick six. And they just have a very well-rounded deep roster. And you know, a lot of times in life you have high expectations and things don't meet them. So far, the Bills have not only met those expectations, they've probably exceeded them.
The connection between Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs took a little while to develop, but now that it's entrenched, when you think about some of the more dangerous and valuable, productive combinations around the league, this one has got to be right up there with the way that Josh finds him and the way that Stephon knows, you know, what Josh is going to do with that football.
Yeah, and if you think about it, with Tyreek Hill leaving Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City and Devontae Adams leaving Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, I'm not sure there's a better one out there. I'm not sure there's a better quarterback-receiver combo than Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs right now. I mean, they were masterful tonight in every way. It felt like it was just easy for them out there.
So then what do you do? If you're a defense, how do you begin to disrupt their rhythm or get to Josh Allen to force him into situations where he's not comfortable?
Well, what I think people want to do is they want to play two deep safeties and force the Bills to either run the ball or throw the ball underneath, especially when the Bills have Gabe Davis, who didn't play tonight. That's what they want to do. But, you know, the difference between the Bills this year and other years, I think, is Josh Allen is way more comfortable being patient, and he's very natural getting the ball out of his hands quickly. You know, I don't know that I ever thought he'd be the type of quarterback that's just spraying the ball around. I think their first touchdown drive, it was six different receivers, which is amazing.
Right.
And he's doing it super, super quickly, getting rid of the ball, which is always, in my mind, a great sign for a quarterback that knows what the heck they're doing.
Well, I was at Lambeau on Sunday night, and there were 78,000 plus at the stadium, and it was loud, at least for that second quarter, and then for the goal line stand later in the second half. I know you've been in stadiums all over the place. How do the fans, table surfing notwithstanding, and the noise compare to what else you hear around the league?
That's a great question, and I would say for outdoor stadiums, it's up there. Yeah, I don't know if it's quite Arrowhead or Seattle, but those people, I was amazed how many of them were still there in the fourth quarter cheering on their team. They're obviously so excited, having played there for a number of years. I have an affinity for those people and Bills fans, and it's a tough place to play. There was no doubt in my mind that the defense, the whole team, but the defense in particular, really fed off their energy tonight.
Ross Tucker is fresh off the Westwood One call of Bills over Titans. By the third quarter, this one was done. The dagger being the pick six by Matt Milano that really settled it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So, Ross, I got to ask you about a post I saw on your Twitter. And I know that you have extra insight. You're an expert when it comes to these things. But Bills versus Eagles Super Bowl confirmed? Really? After 2 weeks? Are you're good with that?
Yeah, well, you know, those are the two teams that I kind of have a thing for, you know. the Bills were the team that I had the best experience with as a player and I enjoyed the most, and they've never won it. And then, obviously, I grew up outside of Philadelphia. I do the Eagles preseason games on TV. Most of the time, I do their pregame on the radio unless I have another game. So, you know, I'm just having some fun. Although, right now, you know, I'm not sure. I certainly wouldn't pick anyone over the Bills in the AFC. And I'm not really sure how many I would pick over the Eagles in the NFC right now. I think there's a decent, you know, there's some percentage chance that actually happens. Obviously, it's really early and it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. But that's what's fun. It's fun to say something like that and get all the Eagles and Bills fans excited and the fans of the other teams all upset as if I'm, like, totally serious.
So then the Eagles collect more than 300 yards just courtesy of Jalen Hurts in their first half against the Vikings. This is a Vikings team that made the Packers look like they were completely and utterly unprepared for the start of the season, but the Eagles turned the tables on them. I know that this is not the game that you were working, but from what you've seen of the Eagles so far, why are they so dangerous?
Well, you know, similarly to the Bills, they just have a really good roster. I mean, the only real question for the Philadelphia Eagles right now is probably their quarterback, and Jalen Hurts just played the best game of his career. You know, so if your biggest question, the guy just went, whatever it was, 26-31, you know, passing touchdown, a couple rushing touchdowns in prime time, you know, in a big spot, that just bodes extremely well. I do a lot of talk radio in Philadelphia, and the main two questions all off season, and certainly even after week one, are Jalen Hurts, the quarterback, and Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator. And I'm not sure either one of them could have had a much better night. You know, they really held the Vikings in check. Three interceptions of Cousins, 7 points, and then obviously, as discussed, Hurts had the game of his life. And it's not just the stats, and we know he can run. It's the ball placement. It's how fast the ball's coming out. It's him not making critical errors. It's him seemingly being in total control. It was a really impressive performance by Hurts that if that continues, I think my tweet has a real good chance of happening.
Well, then why the questions about him, Ross? What are the questions about Jalen?
I think the biggest question is just consistency, throwing the ball from the pocket with accuracy, right? Everybody knows he can run. Everybody knows he can throw on the move. The question will be, you know, how fast is he getting the ball out? And can he consistently make the throws that are necessary in the small windows on second, third, and long, those type of situations? And so far this year, he's really been up to the task. Probably did it more with his legs against the Lions, but part of that's because they were blitzing, and he made a number of tremendous throws to A.J. Brown against Detroit. And then tonight, it was more to Devontae Smith, but he spread it around pretty well. I mean, he's 2 for 2 you know, every week is sort of a referendum on whether or not he's the long-term answer in Philadelphia, whether or not they're going to give him a new contract. And out of the 17 regular season chances he'll get, he's definitely 2 for 2.
Ross Tucker is a former NFL offensive lineman who was part of the Westwood One broadcast of Bills and Titans, and you'll catch him on CBS Sports as well as on Eagles pregame, too. Let me ask you this. We put a poll up, and it's getting a ton of traffic, as you can imagine, because misery loves company among NFL fans. We asked which fan base or which team should be the most mortified on Monday following its performance on Sunday week 2. Now, we gave the fans options of the Colts, who got skunked by the Jaguars, the Browns, who gave up a 2-touchdown lead in 2 minutes and lost to the Jets, the Raiders, who lose in overtime at home to the Cardinals despite having a 3-touchdown lead, and then the Ravens, who give up 6 touchdowns to Tua, including 4 in the fourth quarter. Which team should be most mortified as they wrap week 2 and look ahead to week 3?
It's the Colts. You know, the other 3 teams, obviously, you're extremely disappointed with the critical errors they made late in those games to lose those games. But at least they've been in the games. At least Cleveland and Baltimore has wins, and they're right there in the mix in the AFC North. If you're a Colts fan right now, I mean, you're really questioning a lot of things. You're questioning Matt Ryan. You're questioning Frank Reich. You might even be questioning the general manager. I mean, there's a lot of thoughts going through your head if you're a Colts fan after they were very, very fortunate to come back and tie the Texans and then 24-0 to the Jaguars.
Ew.
Rough. Absolutely rough.
Yes, for sure. All right, before we let you go, Ross, what's one other NFL headline, storyline, maybe a particular game that is burning a hole in your pocket or something like that that's sticking with you after week number 2?
Honestly, I think it's Nathaniel Hackett, Amy. You know, I know they won the game against the Texans, but it might be the worst 2-game start for a head coach that I can recall.
Man.
You know, I mean, you got the home crowd calling out the play clock so that you don't get more delay of games or waste more timeouts. The play calling on the goal line and short yardage. I mean, you want to talk about abysmal. It is real, real bad for Nathaniel Hackett. And, okay, you know, maybe they'll improve, whatever. I guess my question would be, what are the odds a guy that looks this inept to start his career, what are the odds he becomes a really good coach? I mean, he might end up becoming okay, but it seems hard in my mind to start out absolutely dreadful and get to the point where people think you're an excellent coach. I mean, it could be one and done for Nathaniel Hackett because this ownership group isn't even the ones that hired him.
True. Good point. Although it blows me away. He was an offensive coordinator for years in the league. It's not like he just got into the NFL yesterday. I don't understand how you, is it just that much of a jarring leap to be the one who's actually in charge of everything?
It's a totally different job. You know, all he's ever had to care about was calling the play or designing the offense. He's never had to be the game management guy or the clock manager, and he's obviously overwhelmed. Whatever processes he's put in place clearly aren't good enough, and it's honestly, I have buddies that are Broncos fans. It's embarrassing. I mean, it was legitimately embarrassing these first 2 games. I guess the good news is they won a game, and it can only get better from here.
Yeah. All right, you take that and you run with it. Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, fresh off of Monday Night Football in Orchard Park for Westwood One. But he's also part of Eagles pregame. We get him on Odyssey, our family of stations, every now and then. You want to find him on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL or RossTucker.com for his various ventures. It's always good to catch up with you. Thank you so much for a couple minutes.
My pleasure, Amy. Thank you so much for having me. You know I'm a big fan of the show.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Did you know millions of guys are getting prescription medications for hair loss, sexual health, ED, better sleep, and more, all online? RexMD.com has made men's health prescriptions fast and easy with free delivery of the most popular medications right to your door in discreet packaging. Your consultation is free and your shipping is free. Visit RexMD.com right now to get started.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Did you know millions of guys are getting prescription medications for hair loss, sexual health, ED, better sleep, and more, all online? RexMD.com has made men's health prescriptions fast and easy with free delivery of the most popular medications right to your door in discreet packaging. Your consultation is free and your shipping is free. Visit RexMD.com right now to get started.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Did you know millions of guys are getting prescription medications for hair loss, sexual health, ED, better sleep, and more, all online? RexMD.com has made men's health prescriptions fast and easy with free delivery of the most popular medications right to your door in discreet packaging. Your consultation is free and your shipping is free. Visit RexMD.com right now to get started.
Viator is the world's leading travel experience marketplace, offering everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. Extensive options, ease of selection, and flexibility at your fingertips help make sure your time is wonderfully spent. Viator is the place to go to book experiences that will create long-lasting moments that make lifetime memories. And Viator has over 300,000 bookable experiences to choose from in over 190 countries. In fact, just last year, Viator helped my family put together this amazing adventure on the island of Kona, swimming with the manta rays, trying to avoid the barracudas, whatever your wildest dreams. If you can imagine it, Viator probably has an experience just for you. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in Viator's world of wonderful experiences. Viator, one site, over 300,000 experiences you'll remember.